This is a story. A story of me and a man. A very elderly man. I am a guy, not gay, but something happened yesterday that made me wonder. You see, I was sexually attracted to an elderly man for 40 seconds. From approximately 12, 14, and 30 seconds to 12, 15, and 10 seconds, I wanted to have sexual intercourse with a wrinkly, crinkly, disfigured, dry, wet, frail, pale, elderly man. I was sitting on a park bench and saw some birds clustered around this old man. At first, I thought he was feeding them, but then I realized they were eating his pills, which he had spilled on the ground. He tried desperately to get them back, but kept failing. I went through a series of emotions while witnessing this. First, I was sad for the old man. He really needed those pills back, and I doubt birds even have prostates. But then he went to grab a pill before a bird could get it, and he fell, screaming in pain. I was pretty sure he had broken his ankle, and I thought that was funny, because now he would need even more pills. Next, I became puzzled, because one of the bird's eyes started to bleed. I thought it was unrelated, but then another bird's eyes started to bleed, and it gnawed off its wing in agony. I guess they don't test prostate pills on birds. Next, I started to feel guilty, because the old man tried to call me over to help him, but a bird latched onto his hair and defecated in it. I thought of my own grandfather being helplessly defecated on by a selfish bird, and decided to help. After I finished eating my hot dogs and chips and drinking my soda, I rushed over to help the old man get to his feet. I took him by the arm and very, very slowly started to help him up. The old man smiled as I got him to his knees. He had baby blue eyes, and I could tell that he was a very sweet man and had lived a wholesome, fulfilling life and just wanted someone to talk to. I had him almost to his feet when my friend drove by, calling my name.
Hey, Joey!
I smiled and waved, dropping the old man. He fell face first into the cobblestone and became unconscious. I began to run away, but then remembered that old people usually carry a lot of money with them. As I was frisking the unconscious old man for his wallet, I felt something soft and cushy around his hips. I realized it was a diaper, and wondered what it would be like to change this old man. His flat, moly buttocks, his curvy ribs, and his pale, thin chest. My pants suddenly became tight, and my heart palpitated violently. I pressed my chest against the old man's back, pretending to be helping him, but really, I was getting into a good position to thrust my penis into his buttocks. I must have been really aroused, because after only 40 seconds, I climaxed and immediately lost all sexual desire for the old man and regained a desire for his money. I quickly found his wallet and stood up, brushing myself off and readjusting my underwear. My wife would later ask me where I got the money, and, feeling ashamed by my actions, I decided to lie, and I told her that the congregation had been extra generous today.